It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, here we are. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us this evening. We are, looks like the Jazz are on the clock, but apparently they've already got their pick in. So we're just moments away from hearing who the Jazz will be picking in this first round, 27th pick. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program. Scott, I'd say we're on pins and needles, but I mean...
Sounds like it kind of hurts.
It does. The honest truth is that balancing out what Utah, quote-unquote, needs, that's hard to know what the future is that they're planning for. You know what I mean? So asking for everyone to just say, hey, what are the Jazz going to need? Trey Jones from Duke is available. Tyler Bay from Colorado still available. I like Jaden McDaniels from Washington, a power forward, and he's a massive athlete. But do they want size? The center out of Minnesota, Daniel Arturo, he's also available. And so I don't know who they pick.
I think the Jazz are looking for those long, lanky, athletic type of guys. That's the one thing I don't know that they really have on their team. The guys that can kind of, you know, that are it says the pick is in. So, yeah, but
Adam
just
Silver's
those multi-dimensional players.
This is always tough because the Jazz have. They've done it. They've done it again. They've done it again. The Jazz at the 27th pick. Odoka Ozubuke, the Big 12 Player of the Year last year out of Kansas.
Wow.
So if you remember, So 14 points. This is the center out of Kansas. So if you're talking about somebody who they can develop as – speaking of long and lanky, my goodness, they're showing all the highlights of this guy, and you know that they were looking for somebody in the middle because off of the bench there was a massive drop off from Rudy Gobert to Tony Bradley, and Tony Bradley's improved massively, but maybe this is the guy who can kind of do his apprenticeship under the best defender in the league, and that's what the Jazz were looking for. They took the center out of Kansas.
Well, what if this means maybe Gobert might be moved. I mean, there's certainly a massive drop off when Gobert went to the bench, but
there's
maybe...
there's no way they'll do whatever they're going to do next offseason with Rudy, but I mean, there's just no way to say, hey, we're going to replace this guy, but they got the size. So we were wondering about that size, and we were wondering about
and an athletic guy. I mean, you know, you could just see in some of the highlights, the guy moves he looks like a pretty strong and stout guy who's athletic.
You're looking at a massive pick for the Jazz, literally. One of the biggest players still available in the draft, the center out of Kansas. And this is pretty fun for the Jazz, of course, as they make this pick. But, this is one of those things where I'm sure Ben Anderson's just going nuts because – now he's doing the breakdown. Where did he have the Jazz on this one in terms of who they wanted? Again, there are guys that the Jazz, they were limited this year on bringing people in. They have, instead of bringing in the 20 or 30 guys, they had a very specific number that they could bring in. I think it was less than 15, and maybe it was even 10 guys that they could bring in for total workouts. So they had a total of like 10 or 20 workouts total, and that includes bringing in guys a second time. And the Jazz, of course, look for people who fit that Jazz organization, somebody who could kind of figure out what the Jazz way is, what Dennis Lindsay and his team have tried to figure out is what is. I mean, somebody who could be coached pretty hard by Quinn Snyder, somebody who obviously, you know, we've heard the work be criticized before by other players who've been here. So
it certainly feels like with the pick, the Jazz took a player that it's a need. You know, you see, you know, when the that was just a real need for the Jazz this year, and so you want to. I just get this sense that the Jazz kind of had a plan, and they had some people in mind, and maybe it was, you know, maybe it was like a small group of people, like at this pick here at 27, if we can get one of these three guys, that's great for us. And then if we're, you know, at 38 and we get one of these guys here, we believe and any one of those we're going to feel really good about. But the Derek Favors was such an influence for the Jazz, and he was kind of a mood setter, and they lost that, and that was a big part of their team when he left. And I just wonder if this is part of recognizing that this might be a player that could actually answer that loss with Derek Favors.
The Derek Favors thing, and I think we all kind of looked at it and said, all right, well, we'll just bring Derek Favors back. But, you know, if you can develop a guy, if there's a massive I mean, obviously, you look for somebody massively athletic. It's not just being tall. There have been so many times where people have gone, well, Rudy, he can be a little bit clunky. We've certainly been critical in the past of, man, he's got to get stronger or whatever. And he's always answered those things. He's gotten better over the years, and he somehow is able to improve even on his elite status as a defender. So I don't know. When they pick somebody who's big in the middle, I always get excited about that, because I feel like that they'll make an impact sooner. When you pick another shooting guard or a point guard, you go, all right, we won't see that guy for a while. So here's the actual pick. Here's what it sounded like when the Jazz made their 27th pick here in the draft, in the first round of the 2020 draft. Here's what it sounded like.
With the 27th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Udoku Azubuike from Delta, Nigeria, and the University of Kansas.
We saw this guy just continue to get better and better during his time playing for Bill Self.
Well, Udoka Azubuike is a force. I mean, he set an NCAA record for field goal percentage. His career field goal percentage, 74%. Inside of 5 feet, he is dunking on you. Not just
Udoka Azubuike. So there you go. Start getting used to saying it, and hopefully it's not just a recognizable name in the G League, but also somebody who can make a difference for the Jazz.
Well, and you have these players where they talk so much about, as you see progression in a guy and you feel like he hasn't reached his ceiling. And that's one of the things that they look for, because they know that the upside, he's not there yet. And you look at him and he's like, and he's a stout guy, and he's someone, because that's kind of a big transition for guys from college to the pros, where you have to have a little bit more muscle and you have to be a little bit stronger. And he appears to be that kind of player who could have, I don't want to say a massive upside, but he had, you know, the ceiling is certainly not there yet, and there's a lot more growth to happen.
We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our 2-minute drill coming up in just a few moments here after this break. The Jazz have made their pick. Udoka Azubuike out of the University of Kansas, Delta, Nigeria, where he hails from. So there's the pick for the Jazz. They have the 38th pick. That will likely happen after our show is off the air. So tomorrow, get the full breakdown. Ben Anderson's going to come on the program here with us, and we're going to absolutely break all the stuff down, and we'll be able to see what his thoughts were on Azubuike as the pick for the 27th spot for the Jazz, and then what that 38th pick is going to be as well. Taking the break here. 2-minute drills next. Stay with us here as we wrap the show up.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.